The gross domestic product of the United States is estimated to be more than $12 trillion for 2005. That's the value of all the goods and services produced by labor as well as property located in the United States. But, says commentator Marion Winnick, the GDP doesn't take into account all of the economic activity in the country.
Last spring, one of the dads at my daughter's preschool learned that my husband, Crispin, is a philosophy professor. Andy, who was squeezing in graduate study between running a farm and raising four kids, asked if Crispin would mind taking a look at a paper he was writing about 19th-century religious thought. Crispin got out his red pen, and I couldn't resist offering my opinion, too. The second time Andy brought over a paper, he also brought a dozen fresh eggs from his chickens, and in the weeks that followed, trading editing services for farm products became a ritual. And though I didn't mind when I thought we were just doing him a favor, something about the concreteness of our exchange pleased me even more. What a lovely thing, I thought, as I fried, soft-boiled, scrambled, and deviled our bounty, trading labor for labor, skill for sustenance, time for food. We gave what we had, and he gave what he had, and suddenly, instead of eggs being worth $1.19 a dozen and editing being worth $20 an hour, their value was reconceived in terms of an immeasurable standard of usefulness. Cold, hard cash is how we refer to money, and it is cold and hard. Barter, on the other hand, is whimsical and full of human warmth. At first, I thought barter might be a rural phenomenon. Pennsylvania farm folk trade use of the pasture for a chance to ride the mare, blueberries for plowing, room and board for help around the place. It makes sense. The more you live off the land, the less you need to transform things into the cold, hard equivalent you can take to Walmart. But soon I started hearing about cases of urban barter as well. Someone traded dental work for a summer rental, I heard, massage therapy for a computer, senior portrait photography for pet sitting, midwifery for home-brewed beer. A poet friend writes a monthly column for an alternative journal in exchange for organic body care products. Perhaps the most widely bartered services are childcare and carpooling, doubtless because many who need them have little money and because work relating to children is so devalued. Nonetheless, some lucky friends report trading babysitting for a tattoo, for a used car, for a month's supply of Tahitian noni juice, reputed to cure psoriasis. The eggs Andy brought us came in shells that were often not white. They were soft beige, pale aqua, limestone. The yolks inside were orange, a saucy, saturated marigold mandarin that made the yellow of store eggs look weak and wan. One of my teenage sons refused to eat the eggs because of this, because they were not uniform. But of course, that's exactly why I loved them.
Marion Winnick is the author of the book, Above Us, Only Sky.